Isaac, commiserations on the result today, but the great news for the Lambert and Torrens Gunner Red Devils. You move to another competition now as you fight for the Heath Shield, and funnily enough, you're going back over the range to the Belmore Hotel Scone Brumbies on Sunday, and hopefully you can move on to the next round.
Yeah, fingers crossed. We were lucky to come away with a win the weekend before, and yeah, all things, you know, happen at training this week, we should be able to do it again.
Of course, you've been part of grand final sides there, winning the title in 2014, the skipper there for the Musbrook RSL Heelers, and also a grand final, and moving to Tamworth. Have you enjoyed the level of rugby since moving from the divisional stuff in the Newcastle and Hunter Premiership?
Yeah, it's been a good change to come down from the Newcastle competition and up here for a bit of bush rugby. It's, you know, it is a bit of a different style. It's hard, it's good hard rugby, and yeah, it's a good social aspect of the game as well.
Yeah, well, of course, the Heelers celebrated their 50th anniversary a couple of weeks ago. Are you able to get down there and enjoy the ambience of it all and see all the old fellas that were playing in the black, white and also green shirt down through the years?
Yeah, I was lucky enough to make it back, and yeah, I was able to see blokes that I played with and blokes I looked up to when I was a junior, and even blokes my old man played with. So yeah, it was a great day.
And you also got to see your brother Caleb. What's Caleb up to over there on the coast? Is he playing or just working?
Yeah, he's over there playing grade for Port Pirates. I think they're having a bit of a rough year this year, but I think they're looking to scrape into the finals.
You've played all the sides now. Definitely Pirates are the cream of the crop, or there's a few sides that are a bit like Pirates, like Walker and also Narrabri?
I definitely think the Pirates are, you know, they are the cream of the crop. They are the team to beat, obviously going through the year undefeated. Walker have been there or thereabouts, but it's just, you've got to go the 80 minutes with them, and no one's been able to yet.
Yeah. And also your mates, of course, at the Belmore Hotel Scone Brumbies, they give you a bit of a touch-up up in Gunnedah, but a bit of application in defence, but also attack.
You're right.
And that's something you'll be looking to draw on when you play them in the semi-final.
Yeah, you use that word mates very loosely. But, yeah, we are hoping to get back down there and, yeah, do what we did last week and, yeah, roll them again and hopefully put ourselves in good stead for the week after and, yeah, continue on.
And finally, you've been working up here in the mines. It's just been a little bit of a change and just great to have somewhere different to work.
Yeah, it's been good. It's been good. The wife and young boys up here, and they're starting to really enjoy Gunnedah and the small town. It kind of reminds me of what Musbrook was like when I was a kid. So, yeah, it's good. Yeah, I'm happy up here.
Well, Isaac, we wish you all the best moving forward. Of course, that was Isaac Charles. Top forward there for the Lambert and Torrens Gunnedah Red Devils. They'll be taking on the Belmore Hotel Scone Brumbies in the semi-finals of the Santos Central Rugby Premiership.